a self-awareness of how like our memory and imagination, the slippage between the imagination and memory. You know, I think that what the notion of space making, you know, can provide, and you know, understanding, how sites of trauma and sites of healing can be catalysts for generational change. One of the takeaways also is that in addition to the negative psychological artifacts that we carry, you know, my anger and violence, for example, as a frustrated teenager, are there also wonderful things like, you know, community generosity that are also passed down transgenerationally, you know, so that we can figure out how to both, you know, connect the two in a way, and so that, you know, to offer hopeful solutions for healing, you know, as opposed to just scars. You know, and so what I think and hope is that people have experienced, even if it's a glimpse of a space, and leave here having visited, and we've implanted and created a memory, a spatial memory, a memory of presence, and really a time machine, and we've transported them through time, that they then understand that behind every photograph that they have, behind every moment, you know, has value. You know, because ostensibly what happens is by placing this here, you know, the institution has found it to have value, you know, and this is merely a story of a small town store in a, you know, ignored neighborhood in LA. But if this store and this story can have value, then everyone's story can have value. And so that's sort of, you know, part of what I hope everyone leaves with.